Here's another sign that personal technology has penetrated nearly every part of our lives. Boston Globe health reporter and blogger Deborah Kotz recently wrote about a newly recognized medical phenomenon called dystexia.
Basically, what happens was this 25-year-old pregnant woman went in for her routine prenatal visit. Her husband texted her and said, okay, when's the due date? And the woman just gave back a gibberish message.
Here's an example of one of their exchanges. The expectant husband texted, so what's the deal? And the wife responded, everywhere thinging, days nighing. Some is where. Whereas many of us might have seen this back and forth as a case of bad autocorrection, the husband of the ersatz texter suspected something more serious.
I think he took her to the hospital, and at the hospital, sure enough, she was having a stroke. And the neurologist there wanted people to know that if you do start to see very, very strange, bizarre, nonsensical messages, it could be a sign that there's a real medical emergency.
Incredibly, the woman's doctor failed to pick up on the more traditional verbal signs of stroke because the woman was also suffering from laryngitis and her voice was hoarse. It's a sign of how pervasive cell phones and instant messaging have become. The changes to patterns in our texted communications can become signals for something more. The phenomenon already has a name, dystexia.
Doctors had already been seeing dystexia with other kinds of medical conditions. First of all, they've seen it post-stroke. A lot of people, after they have strokes, don't have the full mobility in their hands, so they may not be able to type correctly the words that they're trying to get out. They also say, though, that it could occur with somebody who's having a bad migraine. If you are getting these kinds of erratic texts from someone, it would pay to call them on the phone and say, hey, what's going on there? Is everything okay?
That's Boston Globe health reporter and blogger Deborah Kotz. Of course, some people commenting on her article brought up a more frequent condition that might result in nonsensical text messages, intoxication. You can read more about dystexia on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. And while you're there, let us know if you ever suspected that something more was going on when you got a really crazy text message. Thank you for spending some time with us today and invite you to join Word of Mouth's mission to spread new ideas. You can post links to segments on your Facebook page. You can retweet things you heard to your Twitter feed or email segments to your friends. All it takes is a swift click on the Facebook, Twitter, or email icons at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. That's where you'll also find a deep catalog of conversations to comb through and to share. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us again at noon and 9 p.m. to hear more of what's bubbling up on Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.